Stacks on stacks, bands on bands, they ain't enough, Juicy J. So MGTOW men, welcome back. Today I'm going to be talking about how no man, I don't care how much money you have, what status you have, in today's world, he's not safe. Hypergamy is at play in our linear A plus B equals C minds that us men operate with that suppose that all we have to do is to earn a certain amount of money, land this type of job, get this type of house, get my kids into the school district, get this new beach house, get this Alaskan cruise on deck. Our marriage is going to be safe, right? If I get these things checked off, okay, we're actually going to be wrong. And we will be wrong, and we will be confused and questioning, why did my marriage fall apart? I did everything I needed to do, right? I worked as hard as I could to keep it afloat. Man, I even had an ex-girlfriend of mine say that if I didn't get hired for this internship, that she was going to break up with me. Straight up, in plain words, that was said. After I got it, she joked about that, but I didn't know if that one was in good fun. But no man is safe, okay? That was an internship. But the truth of the matter is, even when you use every calorie in your body, every fiber in your muscles to pale out the water that is flooding into your boat, sometimes the waves of society and modern culture are too violent, and no bucket is going to be big enough and no effort sufficient enough to stymie the waves of hypergamy. So today's video is not meant to be discouraging. Honestly, it offers a freeing hope in my eyes that the effort is off of our shoulders. It's out of our hands, and we know it's not us that have fallen short. It's a world that has based relationships and marriage off of the wrong things. And don't get me wrong, there are marriages, yeah, that have lasted and that have that has accepted the other ways to have a marriage that thrives. But, you know, that is the needle in the haystack. Where is that? Do we have time for that? It's so rare, and the needle in the haystack search is not part of my life's timeline. But today's video is ultimately inspired by @ZebraLoaf1, as he is known on Twitter. And even though it's a video that he sent me that's only 9 seconds long, I'm not going to play it and run the risk of copyright flagging, but I'll provide the link in the description. So he sent me a 9-second video of Steffi Graf last night. And for those of you who don't know Steffi Graf, she's regarded by some as the greatest women's tennis player of all time. She earned over $21 million in prize money. And that was during a career that largely spanned the 80s and the 90s, not the modern-day Serena Williams-run world of tennis with even more money earnings, monetary earnings. And during Wimbledon, one year, a huge fan of hers in this video shouted during a dead moment, "Steffi, will you marry me?" She smiled, and whether or not it was in jest, Steffi responded, "How much money do you have?" Gentlemen, hypergamy summarized in 9 seconds. Was she joking? Partially, most likely, okay? Considering the comedic timing that she employed in the response. But the reality is, the majority are not. And for even the rich, you know, as she's a multi-million dollar tennis player, one of the greatest ever, there's a biological push to find the next richest. Even the word enough is not enough in the world of hypergamy, okay? And it's going to be a struggle to keep up with that in a world that sees marriage as an eye-for-eye agreement now. And if I earn this, you're going to have to earn this. And Steffi went on to marry Andre Agassi. And he's another Hall of Fame tennis player that probably has earned over $300 million all told through prize money, endorsements, merchandising, and coaching over the years. And if she's got the cash, you got to match. The more successful that she is, the more that you're going to have to match her. Don't let the stay-at-home dad wave fool you, okay? Because I believe that the media tries to play that up. And I want to know just how many of those marriages exist and are fruitful in which the sex lives are normal and healthy. And referencing an article from CNN that I know that I touched on in the past and True Grit Productions did as well, it says, "And what social scientists are finding now is that there is a correlation between equal division of labor and better sex." And social scientists, whatever you want to call them, sex and labor, sex and power, sex and money, they've always been connected. Now, we've even got the men at the top. We've got the Hunter Pences, World Series winners, okay? We got the Aaron Rodgers getting divorced, getting breakups, okay? This happens. We think that they're infallible. They cannot be touched. It's not true. And now, we've got Lil Uzi, Travis Scott, and Kanye West. Obviously, they got their own issues. Talking about all the girls that have curved them, even with all that cash. And these things have always been intertwined. And there is no magic number that once you reach this number of earnings, you're safe. That's not true. And overall, women are not going to marry down, okay? That's obvious. And around a brunch table of mimosas, if she's working that $300,000 job and you're still grinding at UPS, which is totally fine if you got no kids or a mortgage to pay for. She's only going to get support to Monkey Branch in most situations. The Bloody Marys are going to speak through, and they're going to say, girl, you can do so much better. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm making too much of a Sex and City comparison, but that's what I see. And the other thing that I want to point out here is that this occurred in the 80s, okay? Her statement, I believe, was made in the 80s, Steffi Graf's. And hypergamy has always been at play, but considering the newness of MGTOW as an acronym, and especially because MGTOW is one of the most important tenets of MGTOW as a philosophy, we have to remind ourselves that there is once again nothing new under the sun. Hypergamy did not take over yesterday. It took over the first breath we as humans took. And as the difference between the haves and the have-nots grows, the greater the likelihood that you're not going to be able to provide or live up to the expectations of your spouse. And this is because we as humans, we're going to always compare ourselves with the greatest, so to speak, or those at the top of society. This creates the Kardashian effect or the Real Housewives effect. And the more that a person is exposed to these things, is watching reality TV, this can manifest itself for men in the rap culture of today, watching music videos of guys iced out all over their necks and wrists with the suicide doors popping up as they roll up to the club. And what happens is that becomes the expectation. That becomes the standard, okay? And as more people are disillusioned by these media messages, more people create expectations for their partners that cannot be reached. And it reminds me of a tweet that I saw yesterday. The tweet, I can't remember who posted it, essentially stated, y'all women today expect men between the ages of 18 and 25, maybe he was 15 to 23, I can't remember, to be rich and have everything in line. That's not how it works. But thanks to the media, thanks to reality TV, thanks to the Daily Mail, thanks to the Kardashians, thanks to the Snapchat Discover nonsense, and thanks to Fetty Wap and his friend 21 Savage, this is what we are left with. Sorry for all the pop culture references. It's just true. And earning and success expectations that aren't even achieved by 0.1% of the people in Western society in particular, create dissatisfied spouses and spouses that also lose sexual attraction as a result of what is perceived to be their lower status amongst their partner within society. That's why when you take her out on a date to watch Fast and Furious, the latest movie, or take her out to see the Lakers play the Spurs, and there are these guys younger than you, fitter than you, looking like The Rock and having the swag like Nick Young, and you take her home afterwards, she is thinking about them instead of you because of the fact that she sees a man of power on public display being worshipped by both men and women alike, you fall short. And this is where the societal challenges that I reference come into play. And this is why you're not fighting to be the best hunter in your tribe anymore, the best blacksmith in your village, the best farmer in your county. The stakes have changed, the world has changed, and thus dating, marriage, and the state of relationships and the power of hypergamy has been amplified to a frighteningly powerful level with the Dyson vacuum-like pole mega made in Spaceballs, like pull to drift from you, okay? And why should we care, ultimately? Why do I talk about this? This is the hope. We should care about this because it is knowledge that saves. It is knowledge that removes stress. And when you're sitting on your couch as a single man, not doing anything each weekend, but grinding at the gym, going hiking, playing poker with your boys, watching the game, whatever it is, I don't care. It's easier to live with that peace of mind that I don't always have to be continually grinding in a world and in a marriage that continually frames me as valuable based on how well of a servant I can be financially, okay, as a slave worker or as a taxpayer. You have more freedom to pursue the things that you love without the risk of losing something that you really can't control. Because as the world slips further into materialism and the prices on everything continues to rise, you can live life with more risk, taking chances in your pocket with less consequences waiting on the other side, okay, of the dice roll that you want to throw out there if you're MGTOW. Because in the 60s, even a worthless bachelor's degree from a college could still get you a job. But today, even a valuable degree from an Ivy League school is not guaranteeing you anything. So MGTOW provides a firmer foundation to stand on once again based on just this short 9-second video that you guys can watch. And you are able to more easily, more deftly, remove uncertainty from the quicksand that is so many jobs, so many marriages, and the debts associated with both. So thanks, Steffi, for this inadvertent MGTOW message. Okay, for my bros. Oh man, the signs are everywhere. Choose liberation, choose opportunity. I hope this message reached you out there today. So if you want to share another excerpt like this and see a video on it, hit me up. You know where to do so. sunrisehoodie@gmail.com and on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Thanks again, guys. Hoodies up, hoodies out, men.